What was it like getting back together with all the guys for the first time since the end of the last season today?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's a good time in the spring to come back and, you know, get to know some of the new guys a little bit. This is when the chemistry starts to form and you see the jumps. You know, that's the exciting part about the spring and the summers. You see the jumps as players start to, you know, figure it out from first to second year and second to third year.
Kind of a dumb question here, but I've asked a lot of them over there, as you know. What's it mean to, after laboring through the offense last year, to get Jordy back and the whole dimension that he brings?
Well, I mean, it's early. You know, it's a spring right now, so we're going to see how the team comes together. You know, we're not going to make any wild, you know, predictions or expectations on him. You know, we're going to let him get healthy as slow as he wants to. But, you know, he's a premier player, and he's a great locker room guy.
Aaron, how did you end up playing golf with the president?
Mark Kelly, who finished second in Celebrity Jeopardy, gave me the invite. No, him and I have been friends for a while now, and he was working on it. He kind of threw the idea around when he came out and visited last year. And so it took a few months, but it came together.
What was it like?
It was a lot of fun.
Are you more nervous because you're playing with the president?
Yeah, you want to play well. You definitely want to play well.
Did you beat him?
I'm not going to talk about it, man. We had a good time together.
Anything with the off-season program for you that will be different this year, anything you're going to do differently to get yourself ready just because you're coming off the knee thing and it's your 12th year and all that? Or do you approach things any differently now?
I mean, it's different, I think, once you get past maybe your fourth or fifth season where you're just trying to, you know, to make the little improvements you need to make, and it's more about leadership being in tune with team chemistry. And you know, there's some changes every year in the offense, terminology and formationally and stuff, but no, I'll be just kind of reviewing the film from last year, talking about what we're going to do differently this year, and then trying to go out and just work on the little things and knock the rust off from the offseason.
The way the last couple seasons have ended on the final play of overtime, is there any added motivation maybe for yourself, maybe for as a team aspect, to build off those?
Well, I mean, again, it's April. You know, we're obviously we have goals that we'll put in place, and Michael set the vision for the season here pretty soon. But you know, you want to finish on top every year, and only one team does. So every other team is, if you're not the Super Bowl champ, you're falling short, and a season that didn't live up to the expectations, because we all want to be in that last game.
You excited about Aaron Jared Cook to the team this year and seeing what he can do for this offense?
I am, yeah. You know, it was fun to get to talk to him a little bit on the phone before he made it official. And then this morning, you know, I think he's really excited about the opportunity, and we're excited to have him. It's a good tight end crew. They got a new coach. So it'll be fun to see the integration between the players and the new staff. You know, a number of moving pieces, you know, tight end, running back, Getsy, obviously, and David Rye with more responsibility. They earned it. So that'll be fun to see that all come together as you get some new teammates in here in the next couple of weeks with the draft. It's always fun to see how things kind of take shape.
What did Eddie look like to you?
He looked like Eddie, man. He looked good. Obviously, been doing a lot of P90X.
Are you impressed at all with the transformation so far with him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you guys will get the chance to talk to him and see him here pretty soon. But he's a solid football player and a big contributor for us. So. He's going to make sure he's taking care of himself the right way, and he's got an infectious personality that everybody enjoys seeing, that big smile across the locker room. So we're glad he's our player.
Do you have any physical limitations working out?
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I'm feeling great. Doc McKenzie did a great job with my surgery. Worked hard in the rehab in the off season, and I'm feeling really good right now.
What are your thoughts on the schedule that just came out last week?
Yeah, I'd say I like our schedule. I love our fans, man. You know, we got great fans. I look forward to those road trips. You know, it's different this year. We have the preseason game in San Francisco, but other than that, I don't think we come west of probably the Vikings. So it'll be a little different travel, some closer games. But, you know, we got great fans that often make those stadiums feel like home games. So we look forward to seeing our fans on the road and at home. It's a great schedule. Start in Jacksonville and go from there.
Is week four too early for a bye, or with the extra week of training camp and all that, is that maybe a good thing?
Well, I don't know about the extra week of training camp, but the week four bye, you know, we've had it a couple times in the last 3 years, and I was reading there's no metrics or analytics that say that it's more favorable early in the season rather than later. It just makes you have a long, you know, 13-game stretch where you really got to have some good fortune with the injuries and grind it out week after week. But, you know, we've done this for a lot of years, and you just got to get the young guys up to speed. And we have a Thursday game in there, which is like a mini bye with a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the schedule's great, and we finished with 3 division games. So that's where you can, accomplish your first goal.
Aaron, what was your reaction when you heard that BJ would be walking away?
I was surprised, but I applaud him with the decision. I mean, he's always been a guy who's cared about the right things, has priorities in the right places, and he was a great locker room guy for us, and he obviously needs to take care of some stuff off the field, and maybe down the road we'll see him back here.
What are the types of improvements you like to see from receivers going into their second year with legitimate playing time?
Which ones?
Guys like Jeff and Jared and Ty all really played for the first time last year.
Yeah, I mean they gotta improve in every aspect. I think that's the natural progression. They start to learn where the windows are at in the zones and how to use their bodies to get off a press and to create the separation in little ways. But the great thing for those guys is they got two of the best veterans to learn from in Jordy and Randall. I think that was one place that they missed last year was not having Jordy out there, because the way that he practices really sets the tempo and gives you a great look of what greatness looks like in practice every single day. And much like I had watching Brett and the young receivers had watching Donald when he was an older player. But those practice habits are invaluable to a young player really making those jumps from years 1 to 2 and 2 to 3.
Aaron, I know you lose Scott, but what kind of opportunity do you think this is for Brett, stepping up now to that number 2 role?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for both of them, for Scott in Indy and for Brett to moving up. I think he proved a lot last year in training camp. But, again, the first year is a long grind, and I'm sure he enjoyed his off season because he probably didn't have one before last year. So this is an important time for him to continue to work on his fundamentals and to learn. He's a great backup to have. I mean, he's eager to learn. He pushes you. He competes with you in practice. And he's always very prepared. So I think he's got a very bright future, and he's fun to work with.
Aaron, what's the vibe like today? Like Mike Daniels was saying, the guys were a little slow to get back into the shower because they were all busy catching up after workouts. Like, what's it? Is it kind of a first day of school kind of vibe? Or what's it kind of like to get everybody back together?
It is like a first day of school kind of vibe. You often judge the, how the locker room and the team's feeling, whether it's after a game or on a first day like this with the buzz in the team meeting. And when Mike has to kind of quiet guys down, when it's not just quiet right, and he walks in, that there's a good energy in the room, and it's fun. We got a lot of new faces. We have some new players, new coaches, new responsibilities. Some people have moved on, and that's the nature of the business. So it's always fun to get back here to get reacquainted with the guys, catch up on what they did in the off season, and start working together.
Is any of that motivationally, like? Offensively, you guys didn't have the year that you've come to expect from yourselves. The way the season ended again in disappointment, do you think that's a factor in that? And is that something that carries all the way through? Or is it just too long of a grind to be thinking about, we've been so close the last 2 years and we haven't quite gotten there. We really want to do it this year.
Well, I don't know if that's the focus. I think that it's not really on our minds, I don't think, until the whole team gets together. And really when we get up to 90 guys after the draft, that's when the vision really starts to come into focus, and you put those goals out there and you start talking about what you have to do to put yourself in a position to be the last team standing at the end of the year. Right now it's about, with the new CBA rules, there's not a lot of interaction the first couple of weeks with even a football. So it's really about working out, kind of getting your body back on a good schedule. We all love having that regiment, where you know when exactly you got to be in here and kind of get back into the film. And this is a fun time in the off season, but there'll be plenty of time for the goals and the vision that Michael set forth, and that we as leaders will take and try and transfer to the team.
Have you reached out to Jared Goff, Cal quarterback, kind of going through the draft process about maybe looking back at yours to give him some advice about what to expect?
I haven't talked to him, but what I know of him is he's a great kid, and he's got a bright future in front of him. And if he gets drafted by LA, he's a lucky man.
Do you catch yourself during this time of year ever thinking about that? I know a couple of years ago you sent out a tweet about how long you've been in the league and stuff like that. Do you catch yourself thinking back to those days ever, that draft preparation, or not really?
Yeah, I do. I think you have to, you can't help but get nostalgic at times when you're watching all the coverage. And it's, again, I've said this before, I'm glad that the coverage and the scrutiny wasn't this high when it was 2005, because it felt that there was a lot of eyes on you at the time. But now, I mean, those guys can't go anywhere without, cameras or their workouts. And obviously the combine is crazy now, with every little thing is scrutinized and watched by, millions of people on the network. And it's a different era. It's fun for those kids, I think, but it also puts a little bit more pressure probably on them to be at their best the entire time. But, great athletes expect greatness when they step in those arenas. And, it's fun to look back on my oversized suit and my soul patch and, some of the faces I made during those 4.5 hours, but obviously everything turned out really well.
You thought about how you might have done with John Gruden's QB classroom thing?
John came and worked me out at the time. At Cal, he was the head coach at Tampa, and him and Paul Hackett came out and worked me out. I threw to Chase Lyman. I think Garrett Cross was there, and I think Jonathan McConan, and then Jerry Rice came down as well. So that was my QB score. I think I did pretty well.
Aaron, you're always in the spotlight, but there's a rumor now that your brother Jordan is on the next season of The Bachelorette. Can you confirm that? Have you heard from him? I mean, anything you can say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that's true. I guess he's looking for love.
Two more.
For you two, off-season, besides playing golf with the president, you were at the Oscars. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was fun. It's fun to be in that environment where it's kind of foreign. There were some funny, I saw a funny clip of me, like, kind of just wandering around aimlessly on the red carpet, and I think I photobombed Common at one point, or video bombed him at some point. But it's fun to be around such talented people, to see these people in their environment and be recognized for the work they do. It was fantastic. I actually got a chance to watch a lot of the movies that were nominated, and I thought it was a really good year for film. It was fun to see, kind of the in-between awards between the beginning, which are kind of the bigger awards, and then you have all the kind of niche awards. It was fun to see Mad Max Fury Road win a bunch of those, because I loved that movie. I mean, it was straight action from beginning to end. So it's fun to be around that environment and get to meet some pretty cool people. And it's fun to, when you find out they're sports fans, you can talk a little ball with them.
Is it weird to see the transition? I mean, obviously you've been on ESPN and SportsCenter, but now EE Online, you're all like, you kind of do that cross into Hollywood. Has it been kind of different for you to see yourself in all avenues of media now?
Yeah, but that's the way the media is going. I mean, it's over stimulation, I think, for the people who are looking at those sites. There's always stuff going on. I mean, it's kind of the way of life. When you live in L.A., you often run into some of that stuff, and it's just part of life now. But it's fun. I think there's a big crossover going on between, style and fashion and sports and entertainment. Obviously, you guys have a job to do every single day, so you're going to write about something and report about something, and that's your job. And we live in the spotlight, and you kind of get used to it.